The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eliezer Gwertzman, Dayan for the Mechoin Halacha Urefua of Chaim Aruchim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara on Amar Aleph brings down a b'raisa to a rabbanon, I raise a gitech, a menashe tali l'rekia. If somebody tells his wife, this is a good get, this is your get, on the condition you go up to the sky, Amanash Shatardi Latahoim, on the condition that you go down to the ground, Amanash Shativli Konashal Dalar Amos, on the condition that you swallow a reed that's 4 amos wide, Amanash Shatavili Konashal Mea Amo, on the condition that you bring me a huge reed, Amanash Shatavuri Hayam Agodal Biraglech, on the condition that you pass over the Amamelach at the Yamagodol with your feet. So the halacha is a neget. It is not a good get. So the Gemara is saying, in all these cases, that since he made a tanai and he told her in the tanai something that's impossible to do, the Tanakhama holds that that means that he was playing games with her, and really he meant to say that it's not a good get, and therefore it's not a get, because since you can't be mekayim the tanai, the get is not a good get. The Gemara brings, however, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer kazeh get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema argues, and he says that when a person tells an isha, tells his wife, I'm giving you a get, I'm an asha tali le rakiya, on the condition you go up to the sky, it's a good get. Why? Because klal omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol tanai sheyefshel the kaimai b'sayfai, any tanai that at the end, we know already now that she can't be mekayimit, there's no way at the end she's going to be able to keep the be mekayim the tanai, the hisna olav mitchilosai, and he made a condition at the beginning. The halacha is ene ella kimafliga bedvarim v'kosher. All he's trying to do is to make problems for her, to be mitzayah her, Rashi says, and therefore he didn't mean it. He meant to give a get. He's trying to be mitzayah her, as many women find themselves. When it comes to Maisa and they're getting a get from the husband wouldn't mind getting in one last shtoch, one last star. So he gives her the get. He tells her, Amanash Tal de Rakia. He knows that's going to bother her very much. And he was Matzaya. But really, his Tanai, it was a practical joke, but really his Tanai was a Tanai that he wanted that it should be a good Tanai. Now, if you learn that the word is that it's only because Be'etzem, he was really the Tzaira, Kamaschavin, that the whole thing was Mafliga Bedvarim and Kosher. So the Chayra, it should only be Bagerishin. Bagerishin, it passes to say, the person was trying to pull off a joke, he was trying to be Mitzayir, his now ex-wife, and therefore he said something to be Mitzayir. But by other things, let's say by Kedushin, for example, if we're going to say that the whole thing is only lafliga b'dvarim, so mehechetesi by kedushin, we would say such a thing. However, if you look around in Shulchan Aruch, hein in Choshen Mishpat Simin Rei Zayin Sif Aleph, this thing is brought down negeya all money transactions, meaning that if a person sells something to somebody and he makes a tanai, he puts in a condition, he subjects the sale to a condition that this person must do something which is impossible to do. So the halacha is, the sale is a good sale, and the tanai is bottle, umaisakai. The sale is a good sale, but the tanai is gone. And in Hilchos Kedushin as well, Avin Ezra, Simon Lamed Ches, Siv Beis, the Mechaber also brings down this halacha, that if we have a tanai, that it's Yafshe L'Kaimoy, so we say that the tanai is Batal L'Maisakayim. So we see that this is something that's Lav Dafka by Gerishin, even though by Gerishin the Gemara shtels it avek, and it would seem to indicate maybe a Svara, you could be Mechalik and say that it's Dafka in a case of Gerishin, where it's very Mistavit to say that it's L'Tzarek HaMaschavit. We see the Shulchan Aruch walked away from this halacha that it's lav dafke by Gerishin, and it's by everything. The Yad David in Chelik Beis Daf kuf chav dalet on the dalet. Stells on this kasha, but he says that the way the Shulchan Aruch and the way the Mefarshim knew that it's taka by everything is because of Yehuda ben Tema started off and said, "Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol tnai, any tnai, sheyev shalai the kaima b'soifai." Doesn't say that tnai begitin. That's the case. It says kol tnai. And from the Lashon kol tnai is mashma that it's by everything. It's not mugbal to gittin, and therefore the Mechaber and the others, the Rishonim, understood that this is something which is in kol haTorah kula. And there are people like that. They play tricks. They'll play tricks on their kala. They'll play tricks on their co-workers. They'll play tricks on business associates. And therefore, we assume that when a person says that he's selling something or being Mekadosh and Isha with a Tanai, it's a good, and the Tanai is Yesh the Kaimai, he meant Tanai Batal and Maisa Kaim, he wants the Mechira to go through, and it's just the Tzayah Kamas Chavin. In Shalos Teshuvos, Heshiv Moshe, Simen Ayin Vav, he brings down a very sad story. There was a Shechiv Meirah, a Kohen who was dying, and he had no children. And the Maisa, as was the problem in Europe, most people, Agav, moved to where their wife was from. That was the standard minik. Agav, that's why they made an Ofer for a Chassan. It was the Shabbos before his Chassan, and when he left the city for good, the person grew up in a town, and then he went and married a woman from a different town, so he would settle by the Shver, he would settle in the wife's town. Very often, they had brothers who were now living very far away. And when a person would die without children, for his amana to get chalitza was a tremendous expense, sometimes very difficult to do. So what they would do is they would write a get. And they would write a get, a full-fledged get. And what they would very often do is they would be mekabel cherim, they would be mekabel with like some sort of shvur, that each one would make up that if the husband would get better, they wouldn't marry anyone else. Okay, so the get was a full-fledged get. We don't make it now tonight. But the deal was that if he would get better, they would go back and marry each other. The Rav did this for the Kohen, forgetting that there's a halacha that a Kohen can't marry a grusha. So he went, he wrote a get. They were mekabel cherim, they were mekabel and neder, that they're not going to marry anybody else. They gave the get. And after they gave the get, the maisa, the husband, started feeling better. Doesn't say he was completely better, but he started feeling better. And he now wanted to get remarried to his wife. He wanted his wife back. Remember, he had no children. All he had was his wife. And all of a sudden they realized, hey, he's a Kohen. A Kohen can't marry a Grusha. And the Shadla came to the Veheshiv Moshe, is there anything that we could do for this poor fellow to allow him to be married to his wife? Because once he's divorced, even if it's Grusha Satzma, he's not allowed to remarry her. So Teich HaTshuva over there, he had it sad to say that maybe this is a Tanai. We won't go into exactly why. The Maisa, he comes out not like that. But at some point, in looking for a Heter for her, he says that maybe we could say that it was a Tanai. That the Tanai was that they're going to go, not marry anybody else, they'll remarry each other in the event that they get better. And therefore, it was a get that was written out tonight. And the Tanai was that they're going to marry each other. So he says, it's not really going to help you, because since it's a davar, she'i efsha the kayim atanai, meaning it's also for a kohen to marry a grusha, so even if you're going to say that there was a tanai, we would say tanai batal umaisekai, and therefore the get would be a good get and the tanai would be batal. But he wants to say that maybe we could have a chap. That when do we say that if it's a tanai she'ef shalei the kaimoi, that the tanai is bottle, umay sekayim? In the cases of the Gemara, he told her, Almanasha tali the rakia. He knew good and well that she can't go up to the sky. And he was telling her, as at tanai, then we say that it was only lafliga bedvarim, and then we say that avadah he meant that the maisa should be kayim, and he was just joking around, he was being retired. Abazak, the Faheshiv Moshe, that if Lu Yitzura, this person, knew, did not know, that he's going to be asa to her. Fakat, he didn't realize. He didn't realize, his Rav didn't realize, that once he gives a get, he can't marry her. Im Kain, Einachanami, he made a Tanai, that's Iyavshalo the Kaimoi. Abba Hayois, we know that he thought it could be Mekuyim. His assessment was Pashat that the Tanai should be a Tanai. So maybe in such a case, since he wanted the Tanai to be Mekuyim, he thought it could be Mekayim the Tanai, do we still say in that case that the Tanai is Batul Maisakayim, or do we say that since his intention was that the Tanai will be a good Tanai, he didn't realize that there was an Isser and the Tanai can't be Mekuyim. Kum Techais, he made it very clear that he's only giving a get with this Tanai. The Tanai is not possible to be Mekuyim, so maybe we should say that the Maisa should be Batul. The Maisa, he comes out not like this, and he says that even in a case where a person didn't realize a specific thing, a person, Lamazogin, made a Tanai in something you can't be Mekayim. Let's say, for example, a person would sell something, al Tanai, that there would be of Tashlumim of Ribbis, or something like that, where it's Iyaf Shalei the Kaimli. He, God, didn't realize that there's an Isser. He says it doesn't make a difference. And he comes out, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, that it was a good get, and unfortunately, they were unable to marry each other. But the Yisoid that he pulls out is an interesting one, that even if Lu Yitzura, we know that this person didn't mean it, didn't realize that it's Iyaf Shalakayim Tanoi, the halacha blibes the halacha, that even in that case he would say, since it's Iyaf Shalakayim Tanoi, Batul Umay Sakayim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Eben Ezra Simon Lamed Ches Sifir Aleph discusses what happens if it's Efshel Kaimoi Ayidei something which is Chutz Miderech HaTeva. Miderech HaTeva, a person can't be Mekayimit, but Chutz Miderech HaTeva, let's say Ayidei Shemus or something like that, he could be Mekayimit. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's Mavur in the Tosfos, our Tosfos, on the Pedalit Amid Aleph, Tosfos says, Sakasha, that we say over there that in the sky, the Tanakama, when the Gemara in Baba Metzia brings down this price, so the Tanakama says, in the sky, matnaya reza get, v'im lav ain't a get. The Tanakama who says that it's not a good get, as we said, that if he says, Amanasha tali liriki, it's not a good get, so the Tanakama holds that the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Metzia is, if you could be Mekayim, it is a good get, if not, not. In fact, Tosfos, what do you mean, if you could be Mekayim? How you be Mekayim? It's not Shaykh. So Tosfos answers that he did it Ayidei Shem. That's the Teretz. On that, so Kum Techos, that we're saying that even though she says, he tells her, Amanasha Tali Rekia. So Tanakama says, if you do it Ayidei Shem, it is a good get. On that, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema comes along and says, no. Even if Be'etzim she could do it Ayidei Shem, since the Maisa, it's not the normal thing to do. It's only lemaila miderech hateva. Such a thing is called yaya tanai, and therefore is called a tanai that's ef shel kaimah, because lemaisa miderech hateva you can't be mekayimah, and therefore halacha lemaisa shulchan comes out that if he did such a tanai, it is considered to be ef shel kaimah. And even if, let's say, this woman would have the yichelus al pishem or something like that to go up to shemayim, she wouldn't be mechuyif, and more important, we don't consider the tanai to be a tanai. We would say that the maisa is kayim without any effort on her part to be mekayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.